Good afternoon, everybody. Today is Tuesday, June 4th, 2019, 2 o'clock p.m. for the legal counsel update in the Board of County Commissioners conference room. Our first item agenda is federal property in Oregon and mineral withdrawal status. Does anybody know what that is?
That had to do with some information that the Mining Advisory Committee wanted from the BLM. My understanding is that Wally filed a Freedom of Information request and that we got the documents, or we're getting the documents.
We got them and they're in the packet.
Oh, okay.
Right, they're in this, yeah.
So are we doing something with this, or what was the request from the Mining Advisory?
Just putting in public, or?
I think so.
Yeah?
I think that's it.
Okay, can we make sure they get to the Mining Advisory Committee, so if they needed something back that weekend?
The chair was just here.
Is he still here?
I don't know. Dennis? Doesn't seem like it.
Well, if... It might be worth finding out if there's something more that we need to do with that. So for now, it's just documented. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, we'll bring it back.
Yeah, it's just for your information. No request.
Okay, so next up on the agenda is rural fire district formation timeline. And we had discussion last week of which we were asked to revisit this topic. And the first item is just, where are we on timeline for being able to get this on the November ballot? And the City of Grants Pass is asked to address the board on the topic before we make a decision on what we're doing. But so first off in time frame.
Is this a rural fire district or is this the fire district?
So quick question. Sorry. This is Grants Pass City has requested BCC to put a rural fire district formation on the ballot in November.
Okay.
Rural meaning outside the city limits.
Rural meaning outside of Salem, I think, because it's Grants Pass district, right?
It was something that we had questions of whether or not.
I know about that, but I just questioned the word rural.
But that's what they're officially called.
Okay.
Yeah. It's
they
kind
don't
of a
have
misnomer.
The ability to form any fire district. That's not a rural fire protection district. And I would say this is one of the reasons we went back and forth trying to get that clarified. There was different advice on that. So, Pat, I have a question on that. You have July 10th at 5:30 weekly business session. Oh, never mind.
I actually have a blank.
Okay, so the yellow says July 10 at 5:30 p.m.
Oh, that's July. Yes, sorry. Mm-hmm. There's a June 10 date.
Okay, that is, okay, it's June 10th is Monday.
Yes.
So.
June 10th is the latest you can do it. So you could actually do it anytime with 24-hour notice, assuming the order is ready.
Is the order ready?
It will be.
Okay.
So
it'll be ready when you want it to be ready.
So June 10th is Monday.
Yes.
Monday, Darren and I are both going to be in Salem. Mm-hmm. Are you here Thursday?
I'm here every day.
This Thursday for sure.
This Thursday?
Yeah.
Day after tomorrow? Sure.
Yep.
Because I'm at the fire council meeting. So I don't know. Are you, Wendy, is there a way to see
He's
if
there.
There, is Darren here Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
There's an admin, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so that is the opportunity. You have to look at an order on Thursday. Otherwise, we're outside of the deadline to get it done.
Can an order be drawn up by Thursday for
yes.
Thursday's meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
You can do that one.
So then the question is do we? So
right.
The decision, I guess at that time, Aaron, if you want, do you guys want to come up? Did you want to join us in the conversation of the do we or not?
I mean,
advocate
you
for your
over.
Fire district? Anyone?
You walked all the way over.
Morning, Commissioner.
It should work.
And I just apologize that chair doesn't have any adjustment up and down.
I feel very large and in charge right now, so that's such great, thanks.
Don't try not to talk down to us, okay?
Yeah. It's going to be difficult. I'll try to restrain myself. So yes, I'm just here really to support the action that the Board of Commissioners and the City Council, the two policy boards, have been working on for, well, at least a year now, moving in the direction that the Board of Commissioners would initiate the petition for the formation of a fire district within the city boundaries and the surface and annexation agreement areas. Something that we've been working on for quite a while, and we're excited about the potential to be able to provide a permanent funding solution for our public safety levy, which is one of the key things that initiated this whole discussion back in 2016. The city has been operating off of a levy system when it comes to public safety for a number of years, and this is an opportunity for the voters to be able to determine on whether they would like to have a fire protection district that would eliminate the use of a levy to fund public safety. So this is an exciting opportunity for our community, and it has a lot of other potential benefits in the future also for both residents of the urban and rural areas in within your county.
Can I ask a question, Chair?
Of course.
Why did you choose the Board of Commissioners approval route compared to the signature route?
Yeah, the policy board talked about that, and it was part of our feasibility study that we did, having that discussion, and went through the process of thinking that this was just if we could do it this way, this would just be a simpler way just for us to go ahead and move forward with getting it on the ballot for the voters to determine whether or not they'd like to have a district. It's important that we try and do it in November from a time frame perspective, and that was strategically chosen because we have a levy that's coming up, and if, for instance, the district did not pass, it still provides the city council an opportunity to come up with an alternative funding source and solution and have a discussion of what to do. If we had to push it till May, then we don't have a lot of time before we'd have to actually come up with something before we'd be voting on recreating another levy.
Well, and November, as far as I know, doesn't have anything on it yet, so it's a heavier lift financially. Are you guys willing to pay for that and keep us from doing it?
Yes, that was one of the things that was discussed at the policy board level, and that we may need to cover the cost of that solely, and we do have money's budget for that, and that was something that the policy board was acceptable to spend.
The November ballot being a special election, not a general election, also puts us under different charter requirements of a tighter timeline than normal. So the county is under one of the strictest timelines where other districts and other entities have more time to get things on the ballot. Our timeline is greater. And because this is not a general election year, that puts us into that time frame. So that's why we have till Monday to get this order started.
Well, we greatly appreciate the attention that the Board of Commissioners have on this and your willingness and ability to try and meet those timelines.
I'll weigh in. I think it would be to your advantage to, it's a little late now, but it would have been to your advantage to have a petition signed, because it would have, as you take that to the voter, you already have, I don't know how many signatures required, 2,000, 2,100 of people that buy in on this particular movement. Whereas if it's just the Board of County Commissioners
and the City Council
referring it, it just comes from
us.
It's government. It's government putting something on the ballot. But the end result is, in my mind, and I'm a firm believer in not poking a hole in the boat before it's launched, I would like to see what the people have to say. There, all too many things recently, anytime somebody has something they want to put on the ballot, it doesn't get to the voter because it's torpedoed long before it even gets there. So from this standpoint, if we would have started a year ago and said, yeah, you're going to have to get the signatures, we didn't do that. We didn't tell you a year ago that you were going to need to go get those signatures, or you would have done. You know, I think we were all thinking along the lines of, okay, we'll refer it to the voter. And I have no problem, and I will never apologize for referring something to the voter. I won't do it. And I don't care what the letters to the editor say about what the board's doing, that they're just passing it on. And here there's three city councilors. I'd see what I told you they would do, because that's what it's going to read like in the letters to the editor. However, I'll tell it right now that I will not apologize for bringing something to the voter. And that's where I'm kind of going with it, because it's almost too, it's too late to do a petition thing.
For November.
To get the signatures within a decent timeline for the November ballot. It could be done for the May ballot, but I also see what the expiration of the levy, you wouldn't have adequate time for a plan B if we don't do it this November. So that's kind of the way I'm leaning, but I think I need to refer to Pat and legal. I don't want to mandate something that you can't get done in that timeline, but I think you came up with this timeline.
Yeah, we did.
So we can make it.
And you can meet that.
It can be met. It's just, as Commissioner Morgan said, it's probably the tightest timeline we've done. Doesn't leave you any leeway for, you know, if you needed to,
change,
for instance,
something.
Change in a hearing date.
So we need to get this right the first time.
Well, I think we have built in things in previous timelines that would be, like, for instance, if you had a public hearing that you needed to continue to another week. So there's not any kind of time like that built in. That being said, things like the July 10 meeting that you currently have scheduled for Cave Junction would probably not be a good venue for this hearing.
No, because it doesn't affect Cave Junction.
Exactly. Right. So, but that is a 5:30 p.m. meeting. You could just hold a public hearing that morning.
Just a standalone public hearing.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be done at a business session.
Okay.
Can be done at any public hearing.
What's our timeline for response? So we have the public hearing. That's part of having a public hearing, is that you listen and then make adjustments or respond.
Yes.
Do we not have any time for response?
Just during that meeting? We wouldn't leave it open.
Okay, the first public hearing, you would also have to actually consider the first board order. So you'd have your hearing and the order would be on the same agenda, and the order would approve, and it would set the final hearing, because there's two hearings necessary. Okay. It would be the second hearing would be scheduled for July 31st at a 9 a.m. business session, or a time earlier. It would just have to be by that date.
So the different
on that date.
Between those two dates is when we would have time to make any changes or say, no, we don't want to have a second hearing.
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
That's true. At that second hearing is, that would be a standalone hearing or part of your business session. And then the way that we have the timeline set out, you'd have one more week that would give us time to prepare that final order, because that would be the one that would have to have, you know, the order, explanatory statement, all the stuff that has to go to the ballot. The ballot, because of our charter, that's the date that it would be due with the clerk, on August 7th. But as I said, that would give us 1 week to get it all together for the August 7th. So between that time, between the final hearing and the board order, where you actually take the action, you'd have 1 week.
Okay.
So, mm-hmm. And that's just, you could do the order on that same day, it's not, for staff, it's a bit difficult to get all that
done. Okay. Well, does the city have to take any action during that timeline?
I believe the city's already taken the action with the
so
resolution.
Theirs is completed.
So there's one other thing that I have not, and I apologize, I haven't really gone through your feasibility statement completely, but there is a requirement for somebody to speak with the State Forestry Department. And it normally that gets done before this first order. However, we looked at the statute again, and it doesn't say, it just has to be done before we get the thing formed.
Ratify, so,
and the reason for that is to
which
find out
from
them.
Which I think is the July 10th first hearing.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you'd have to just make sure that you follow that statute, and it has to do with boundaries. So it could be that the State Forestry is just going to weigh in and say, you know, we're fine. I don't know, but somebody is going to have to be.
Aaron.
In the past, the county has actually done it years ago when we, you know, we're trying to form the one.
So I called
county.
I called the state forestry department today, deputy director, to find out who that needs to be, and it could be the local forester Dave Larson. And I am just for looking at this timeline though, because the order that you're looking at doing Thursday to beat the June 10th deadline is initiating the formation of the district. Does that preliminary contact with the state forestry have to be done before that order?
It would be nice, but I don't think that it's necessary. I haven't talked to Leah about that, but just looking at the statute, it doesn't say before the first initiating order. It just says before the formation, which actually wouldn't happen
till December 4th.
Till after. Yeah.
No, till August 7th. That's okay. Your order. That's where you.
Okay.
Well, so if you approve the formation of a district.
You approve the formation with the July 10th order.
It would probably be
after the public hearing.
Appropriate for the county and the city together to do that meeting. Because
probably.
It's a question of, is it the petitioner? So are we the petitioner? Are you guys the petitioner? So if we go together, it covers both bases.
Sure.
So
definitely
we can work to get that meeting scheduled with Dave.
Okay.
And they maybe only would care about the properties that are outside of the, your annexation properties that are not really in the city limits.
Well, and
so that's one thing.
Certainly in my mind, overarching in this process, I have concerns because we're clearly positioning ourselves to take the political heat from the district formation, because it's going to say Josephine County wants to form a district. It's not going to say Grants Pass City Council wants to form a district or propose that a district be formed. And so that's been a hesitation of mine that I'm willing to forego, because I think you guys, as a governing body of a jurisdiction, should have the right to ask your citizens a question, unless it's totally philosophically against everything I believe in, which this one is not. And so that's been a little bit of the feet dragging and a little bit of the concern. And so I don't know if you have any ideas of how to address that, or if it just is what it is.
I think we issue a public statement as to what we're doing and why we're doing it. I have no reservations about bringing something to the voter. I'd like it to be different. I would like it to be different, but I'd like everything to be by petition. But there are some things that just like, for instance, when we did the levy here, sitting at this table, we said, yeah, we're going to refer this to the voter because we think it's important enough to refer to the voter.
Good.
Yes.
So there are notices required. A couple of them have to be published in the Courier. The others are posted various places. We could work on the notice to have that kind of information in the notice that's published.
Okay.
So that it's very clear,
what the county's role is.
We're honoring the request of the city.
Yeah. We just have a role in this process because they're inside, the city is inside the county.
Yeah, and the first board order will more than likely attach the feasibility study to it. It will state in the whereas clauses anyway that it is coming in at the request of the city. And why? And
I think we can word it to.
Yeah. So the notice might be the best place to take care of something like that.
Yeah, or at least one of the places.
One of them.
Right.
The
one of the main places.
So what do you need?
You guys end up writing your own explanatory statement and
yes,
that's all that, right? You take it from there.
Well, it is submitted, but I will say I just wanted to make it clear that it's the board's explanatory statement. So there may be changes.
Yeah, can we have some input on that then?
Oh yes,
they've already sent us the draft.
I was being nice.
We sent the packet to you to take a look at.
And that's in general the way that we did it with the library district. They relied on us to finalize it, but obviously, we don't have the all the statistics and information.
The question.
So we get it from them, and
just look at it as
we
how it looks
we
from our
vet
table.
It to, so it's the right
amount. I get you.
So there's
words, et cetera.
And in the hearings, just as a heads up, there's several questions that we as a board have to be able to answer in order to move forward. And there's like 7 or 8 questions that we have to go through in an actual hearing. And as a quasi-judicial, this isn't just a matter of us saying, okay, yeah, we'll put this on the ballot. There's actually official steps we have to go to verify that the information that was provided meets certain qualifications and
sure.
criteria. And that'll happen in those hearings.
Okay.
And so, go ahead.
So that's another thing, and we can work with the city to get that done, but there's the information that the board can, the findings that you have to make have to do with the fact that it's, you know, under the comprehensive plan, that it's allowable. And we usually, if it's a county district, get that from our county folks. So we're probably going to have to get it from city planning or your city community development. And the other one is to set the boundary, is what the board
can do. And this all has to be done by the 6th.
Well, no, we've already received the information
okay.
from the city. If I, and I think I have it in Word. If not, I'd appreciate getting it in Word document so that we can mess with it.
Well, isn't the boundary previously established by city limits?
No.
Well, yes.
I mean,
no.
Yeah, but just it has to be reinforced. It's an already
no,
aligned.
There's other
their
parts.
Boundary is not the city limits. Their boundary is the UGB surrounding the city limits.
No, our
no.
boundary is our boundary is the city limits and a few of the SNA and the service and annexation agreements.
So
not
it's
the
not,
urban,
exact.
Not the urban growth
no,
boundary.
Has some exceptions.
And oh, it's not the urban growth
no,
boundary.
No, it's not.
I thought
no.
that was one of the documentation I saw.
No.
No, it's
okay.
just the city limits and just
and the
service SNAs. Annexation. There is no change in the delivery of service
okay.
and or who's going to receive the service if we go from a city-operated fire department to a district.
Okay, it's just that it's not the exact city.
Right,
boundary.
It's not. It has some additions.
It's
so
those
I
that
can.
Are currently receiving city
yeah.
services are going to continue to receive district services.
Be included in the district.
Yes, that's correct.
And that's
okay.
the one, if I don't have that in Word, it'd be great.
Okay.
But
so,
I know I've seen it because it has all those
mm-hmm.
annexation.
Just a side note, future annexations, then you have to expand the district to those? Cover those people if you annex more people in
mm-hmm.
2 years,
mm-hmm.
you'd
I'm
have to expand
it would
the
be
fire
like
district.
The library district. Once a district is formed, you
yeah.
could have people that would
like
do,
they do,
like
yeah.
they do in the library
yes,
district.
But it means that if the city annexes, it doesn't automatically annex into
it's another
the
action.
No, no, it's
right.
another
it's
action.
Another action.
That's correct.
The district okay.
that is done by
just
the board
curious.
Commissioners, by the way.
But you can
oh,
have
yeah.
an annexation into the fire district and not into the city. Correct?
Yes,
you can.
So that, like
oh,
we do
yeah.
the library
like
district.
We're doing with the library.
Like
just like the library district.
Yes.
We no.
just read them off, and as the people want in, they want in, and you send it through. And
That is correct.
One other thing that we need before the, if you're going to take the action on Thursday, this Thursday, we're going to need a certified copy of that resolution that the city passed.
Okay.
Do you both feel you have the information you need from the city to make a decision of whether the county moves forward towards creating the order to move forward with the formation of a district?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Okay. So I would suggest that one of you make a motion as to what you'd like staff to do. If you feel you have your questions answered and you want an order drafter, I suggest you make a motion directing staff to prepare that order.
So moved.
And I'll second that.
Any further discussion?
No.
Pat, does that suffice for a motion for you? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. I will, the motion carries 3-0. So staff will draft an order for them to deal with on Thursday. So if it's not done Thursday, you guys might be able to pull us together on Friday. I don't know if we have to have 24 hours notice. I don't know. But Monday's the deadline for that order to be signed.
So do we want to put on, just tack it on to admin or?
On Thursday?
That would be the easiest for me because it's a public meeting
yeah.
already established.
Yeah.
Okay. It's on you two.
You out?
Fire council meeting.
I'm not over in Medford, am I? No.
They already determined you guys are here, so you can't get out of it. Okay. Will that suffice?
Yes, excellent. I'll get those two documents to you before
yeah.
the end of the day today.
And
I'll be
I'd like to, if it's okay with you, send a draft of the first order back over to the city?
That'd be swell.
Sure.
Please keep working with Mark and Eric.
Anything you can do to stay ahead of it, that'd be awesome.
Okay. So we'll try to make sure we're being...
Send a draft and then tell them no corrections.
FYI, this is what we're sending.
Thank you. Thank you, and on behalf of the Policy Board and City Council, we'd like to thank you for your partnership in approving the request by the city.
So we refer everything, we'll forward everything to Policy Board.
Well, it's...
It's subject to change, but...
I think, like I said, I want to hear what the people have to say. It's their community.
Yep. It's their opportunity to change
the way they... You go to ballot and it's thumbs down, it's thumbs down. You go to ballot, it's thumbs up, it's thumbs up.
I gave him an ORS on that one, too.
What's that, Thursday, June 6th?
June 6th.
At 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
It's at the 9 o'clock meeting, so...
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.
Next on our agenda is limited power of attorney for land use and development permits for county property at 370 Bow Hill Road, Grants Pass, Oregon, on a cell site. I don't know who is leading this conversation. Is this...
This is another one of those that we've had. We've brought numerous ones of these to you in the past. It's county property, cell tower already on site, and they just want to do some work on it, so the board signs that limited power of attorney to allow them to do the work.
Where's Bow Hill Road?
When we do that,
I'm just
going to ask if...
It's not right, though.
We're doing that, and they're up there doing something on it to start a fire.
Really?
I mean, if they're grinding away or, you know, welding on a bracket or something, and they start a fire while they're working on it, what does this do?
This covers us? Documentation.
Does this cover us?
Sorry, I'll get it fixed.
Okay, so I don't know the answer to that question, but what this does is gets it started. They still have to go through all of the planning. This allows them to file their application with planning. Planning then sends it off to all kinds of agencies and...
They're going to do it rather than us do.
Yes, you're allowing them to do it for us because you own, county.
On our behalf.
Yes. Where's the...
It's either Merlin, Oregon, 97532, or it's Grants Pass, Oregon, 97526. It can't be...
Merlin,
97526.
It says 9726. That doesn't...
9726. I hear you, but it's not showing up as either address.
I will... Okay, wait. I might have it here.
So let's see if it's Merlin.
It's Grants Pass, according to our A&T.
But it's still 370?
Wait, isn't 32 Selma? What's Merlin's zip code anyhow?
Show it to her.
I have no idea, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. 7532 is Merlin, but...
7532?
97532 is Merlin, but this obviously is missing a 5, and it should say GP.
It's not coming up as a good address on either one, but that's okay. That could be different. Okay, so it's supposed
to be... I'll change it and bring it back.
Make sure the address is correct.
Okay, I'm just going to cross this out to see Grants Pass.
Well, this seems pretty common.
So I'd entertain a motion to approve the limited power of attorney for land use development permits, 370 Bow Hill Road.
So moved.
Second.
There's two originals. So.
Any further discussion?
No, ma'am.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries 3-0. So, do you want us to sign these copies, or do you want
to correct it? We'll sign it.
If you don't care that there's...
I don't think your planning department will care. It's just for planning. So.
And it's pre-app.
Next up on the agenda,
I'll sign the contract.
Is any additional subject matters from commissioners?
No, ma'am.
I have one. So, I've been in contact with the Daily Courier over several meeting notifications lately. State law requires that notices go out 24 hours in advance under ORS 192-6403. There's also Attorney General's Manual on Public Records and Meetings. Last week, we had a notification not go out within 24 hours, and we canceled the meeting because of it. We've had two meetings in the last 24 hours that the notifications didn't go out 24 hours in advance. And we need to be intentional in that process.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
What is the definition of the notification going out that is posted?
No.
Or that, I mean, what's the definition of that?
So I know the staff has a different opinion about requirements of if they just post it on the wall in the courthouse, does that meet the statutory obligation? And considering that most of our stuff goes out by email notification to groups, if we turn around and say, but we posted it, that's good enough, I don't think it meets the standard. And I don't think that meets it, you know, that's not the spirit of a law, even if it meets a letter of a law. But either way, email notifications that go out to the notification groups went out under 24 hours, and that doesn't meet the requirements. I was wanting to send something out to department heads reminding them that those notifications have to go out at least 24 hours in advance. If they don't, they don't hold the meetings. And but I didn't want to send something out to department heads without you guys' permission to remind them of the policies and the state laws.
Are the department heads now by policy supposed to send it to our office or to our public information officer to make that happen, or do they individually have the discretion to do their own public notices?
Unfortunately, there's not a standard. This is one of those topics I had asked us to take on, and I was told not to put too much on our staff.
Right.
And this is one of those areas that we are not consistent across the board.
What if we had an office manager they could send that to?
Or work with the public information. There's not consistent distribution lists.
So we need a policy, yeah.
And, I mean, if you look at what other agencies, though, every advisory board, every meeting gets sent out, not just posted on a board.
From?
City of Grants Pass sends out their... City of Grants Pass admin staff sends out all notifications for the City of Grants Pass. That's kind of where I learned the process. Right. But in looking at state law, there's more to it, and there's not a consistency in sending out. I'm not making a recommendation on changing any policy or procedure. I'm just was looking at sending out a reminder that if you don't get the notice out at least 24 hours in advance, you don't have that meeting by state law. Unless you declare an emergency, which our charter prohibits us from declaring an emergency unless there's an actual defined emergency. So it's not something we can just do, and...
Not like the state legislature?
Correct, but because we have a charter that prohibits us declaring an emergency.
Can I ask the question? Is it, you know, sometimes if it doesn't go out, is it that we didn't get the staff didn't get the information fast enough, or somebody came running in at 4:29 and said, make sure you post this right now?
It's not consistent in who sends it out.
Yeah.
So we've had some where departments send them out individually. We have some that it's our staff that sends them out, and we get them from other people, and it's some that we send them out and we create it. There's multiple scenarios, and there's not consistency across the three.
We have a public information officer. Can he be the conduit for
that? He's not the current conduit.
But I don't know if he should be the editor or judge of those things either.
So there's a couple things I would recommend. As far as not just bringing you a problem, but having solutions recommended. One of them is our new website that's being developed has an agenda builder in it that can have a distribution process in it so that at any one of our meetings, if we're consistent on how we're creating the agendas, there's a distribution built into the website that will help alleviate this problem in the future. So if it's a department doing it, if it's our department doing it, if it's a public information officer, there'll be a consistent agenda building and a process there. But we don't have that website created yet. So down the road, that may be a solution that presents itself, but we're not there yet. In the meantime, the next one would be that the office manager come up with a consistent policy or a process for that. My issue is I don't want 15 different departments deciding who the legal distribution is. We should have an approved distribution, and then if they have specialty distributions related to their fields, that be added to, but it should never be lesser than the central distribution, in my mind. So who that is that creates that, if it's the PIO or the office manager, but we've never talked about this as a policy board.
Right.
And it's something I've been trying for 2 years to deal with and haven't been allowed to, but it's now becoming an issue that we're missing deadlines.
Well, and it seems somewhat of a natural for the new office manager to be that nexus to keep the crossroads from missing each other, because then they would know what all the departments were hoping for, asking for, and be able to schedule that in a way that works for us and the participants besides us. And so for me, there should be a policy of turning it in, you know, 48 hours beforehand or whatever, so that that person has 24 to work on it and look at it and not be under a 1 hour constraint or something like it just came in.
And 24 and so, for corrections.
Yeah. So I think that policy needs to be proposed and us go, this is a great policy, let's say, yeah.
In the meantime, can we send out a reminder that if you need help getting it distributed, reach our staff and ask. Otherwise, it needs to reminder that it can't go out less than 24 hours before the meeting.
Yeah, and I would think that Wendy or someone right now wants to see it 48 hours in advance and be included in that.
Right now, like I said, it's not consistent in who distributes.
Right.
And it's not even consistent.
Gotta fix that.
Again,
I think across the board, I think what you're asking is just to send out a blanket to everybody, because right now everybody's sending out, making deadlines, and it's not going through one central hub, so we can't correct it there. But right now, the quick fix is right now, just a reminder, you got to have 24 hours or it's not going to happen.
Period.
Correct.
True.
So don't be too shy, don't be too put out if you come in at 20 hours and say, I'm going to put it on the agenda. No, you're not.
You're going to cancel the meeting because you didn't notice.
It's just right. A reminder. It's a reminder.
That's a good interim spot. Then we got to look at the policy. Anyway.
But looking at correct.
Gotcha.
In the meantime, the reminder.
Yeah, the reminder.
Down the
sounds
road.
Right.
Down the road, we'll address it.
And then hoping the ultimate fix is that module within the website that will actually be an agenda builder that also automatically has a minute builder in it attached to the agenda builder.
Yeah, that flags it.
Correct.
Yeah.
So looking for, you know, to meet that need, but there's various things that got us here. That's not the point. The point
right.
is that we need to remind that we're still under state law. Let's come up with solutions down the road, and we're close to getting there. If that's okay.
So that we don't flirt with that line again.
Correct.
Yep.
Okay, thank you for
I like it.
Letting me bring that up. Are there any other additional items from commissioners?
No, ma'am.
I do need to let you know that since this morning's meeting when I asked about AOC, I have since been contacted by AOC and I am an agenda item on the meeting you're going to be attending.
Maybe we should switch.
We potentially could. So yep. They've asked me to attend the Natural Resource Policy meeting, and I'm on the agenda 8:45 to give an update on the governor's wildfire.
Well, that sounds
council.
Way appropriate. So I can go to the governance upstairs.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
That wasn't information I had when we talked this morning. I've
nope.
since been contacted.
Blessed are the flexible, because they still get to go to Salem.
I think that was in Hezekiah. No, I'm just kidding. A different part of Matthew 5.
It was in First Thessalonians or something.
For all the other folks in the room, I'll be here on Monday.
Thanks, Dan. Keeping us on track.
How do they say that? With a steady hand at the tiller.
Nice. Good pirate reference.
Okay, so then with that, we're going to move into executive session. For the following agenda items: county real property at 210 Tacoma Street under ORS 192-6602E, confidential memo regarding building construction projects at 1441 Brookside Boulevard under ORS 192-6602F, land use enforcement at 600 Tina Way, ORS 192-6602E and H, and county real property at Deer Creek Road, Selma, ORS 192-6602E. Approved representatives of the news media and designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive session. All other members of the audience are asked to leave the room. Sorry, Michael. Approved representatives of the news media are specifically directed not to report on or otherwise disclose any of the deliberations or anything said about these subjects during the executive session, except to state the general subject of the session as previously announced. No decision may be made in executive session. At the end of the executive session, we will return to open session and welcome the audience back in the room. The recorder will now be turned off at 2:39 p.m. We're back in general session at 3:32 p.m. Going over the executive session. County real property at 210 Tacoma Street. We discussed the options there, and we heard staff recommendations, and we gave, let's see, there's really nothing other than moving forward at this point. Mm-hmm. Okay, so confidential memo regarding building construction projects at 1441 Brookside Boulevard. Staff, do we need a motion to have you guys? All right, so just move forward with the special documents to prepare for hearing. And then land use enforcement 600 Tina Way. We gave further negotiation, continued negotiations. And then county real property at Deer Creek Road, we got advice on that one. And then moving on to item six, I would entertain a motion for, the item is quit claim deed for Jeffrey A. Anderson for purchase of county real property at Deer Creek Road, Selma. I would entertain a motion to accept the quit claim deed or sign and approve the quit claim deed.
So moved.
Seconded.
Any further discussion?
Nope.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 3-0. We'll sign the quitclaim deed. There you go. Okay, item 7 is additional subjects matters for commissioners. I had one while we were here. We got an email for the agenda for Thursday's admin meeting. Previously, under department business, in a previous admin was discussed the Airbnb and vacation rental by owner. I think I see admin as different. It's kind of when things are ready to go to decision at weekly business session. And so if something
sounds like a workshop item.
Which to me is general discussion and maybe those Tuesday discussions or something like that, or even legal, because when we brought this up last as a board, legal was all here and all three of them were kind of like, you know, had a, and I emailed specifically the department head and I said, you need to reach out to Leah and follow up with this and public health's position. And I don't believe that's happened. And so I'm concerned that it's coming back before us.
Too soon.
Before they've actually gotten interpretation by legal on where that's at. And I don't know if he's sat down and talked with you about the topic yet.
We had a preliminary discussion, but it was a couple, 3 weeks ago. So it's not, obviously not moving.
Well, but it's back on the agenda for some reason.
I know, so I wonder how that got.
Is that just because last week everything got moved? Because last week's was canceled.
Except that I think we specifically asked that before he put it on that schedule, at least in my email, I told him before he does.
I can ask him about it.
Okay.
Yep.
I just want to make sure we're not setting him up for a hard stop in the face when he gets here on Thursday when it hasn't been vetted through here. And it
what's
might
the date on that?
This Thursday, the 6th.
Okay.
And his stance in the emails I've gotten from him is maybe not what the policy board wants to support. So there may be some other things that he might need to pursue.
Right, that it may not be ripe yet. It sounds like he didn't even run it to legal yet. You guys haven't heard but a couple inquisitive emails. Right.
Just saying what their stance was.
Right.
The email was, no, this is our stance. And if that's the case, I think that the liaison should be very familiar with what their stance is and see if he's got permission to go forward before.
Yep. I'll ask him.
Okay.
I talk to him all the time.
That was all I had as far as those items go. So.
Yeah. I do not have any additional matters myself.
Nope.
All right. So if there's nothing else, seeing nothing further, we'll be adjourned at 3:36.